Before this year, if you wanted to visit an inmate in the Tulare County Jail, you would go to the facility, sit on opposite sides of a glass partition, and speak through a phone. But now, thanks to a new technology called video visitation, inmates can connect with their families anywhere in the country over the internet. People can pay for remote access to the system over their personal computer and smartphone, or get free access at two county-owned facilities. Captain Tim Fosnaugh is with the Tulare County Sheriff's Office.
They're visiting monitors. They have a screen, kind of like the screens that are in cars where kids can watch movies, that type of screen. And they have a headset where they can listen to the person on the other end.
Their service is run by a company called Global Tellink. Visitors make an account online and set a date and time to talk. If it's available, the video call is scheduled with the jail, and visitors can talk for up to an hour with their loved ones. The technology is becoming increasingly popular at jails across the state. Of California's 58 counties, 28 currently offer video visitation in at least one of their jail facilities, including Fresno, Kings, Madera, and Merced. Tulare just started using the system in January.
They don't have to drive as far to visit a loved one, so it saves in costs, it saves in gasoline, wear and tear on their vehicle.
But civil liberties groups say, while the technology is convenient, in some cases it comes with a big drawback. In Tulare, Kings, and Madera counties, jails have completely eliminated traditional in-person visitation.
We went live completely, and we discontinued the former method of visitation.
Bernadette Raboy is a senior policy analyst with the Prison Policy Initiative. She says video visitation doesn't provide the same emotional connection between inmates and family members that they would get from being face-to-face in real life.
Eye contact was basically impossible, which makes it really difficult to really establish connection and really build your relationship with other people, with your loved ones.
Using the service from home may be convenient, but it's also costly. The rates for Tulare County are set by Global Tellink, meaning a 20-minute call costs $15. An hour-long call would cost $45. Raboy says many families can't afford that, forcing them to drive to one of the county facilities to use the service.
A family member would take the same time, same gas expenses, go to the jail, but now instead of getting to have an in-person visit, they would visit from a computer screen, even though they're in the same building or in the next building over from their incarcerated loved one.
Lizzie Buchan, a legislative advocate with the American Civil Liberties Union, says the technology also doesn't always work right, with delays in audio, badly positioned cameras, and low-quality images.
Even if they were to upgrade the technology, it would still not compare to an in-person visit. It makes a huge impact on that ability to have an intimate conversation, on their ability to have an emotional connection. And these are the types of connections that are so important when someone is removed from your life and incarcerated.
We reached out to Global Tellink to ask about the cost and the technological issues, but they did not respond to our request for comment. The concerns from civil liberties groups have also drawn the attention of leaders in Sacramento. Last year, both Raboy and Buchan worked with California State Senator Holly Mitchell to draft a bill that would have prohibited jails from eliminating in-person visits, but Governor Brown vetoed it. In February, the California Board of State and Community Corrections approved a regulation that requires all jails to have space for an in-person visit. However, facilities already using video visitation and no longer offering in-person visits are exempt, which means Tulare County jails, along with Kings and Madera counties, still don't have to offer in-person visits. Captain Fosnaugh says that despite mixed responses, he sees the new system as a good thing.
In the old days, prior visitation was limited to a certain amount of people. They got an hour free visit, the inmate, but every half hour, there was only two allowed to come in to visit them. So it would have to be broken up in half-hour increments.
He says the old system also only allowed visitation on weekends.
Now the schedule affords us the opportunity. It's Monday through Sunday, and it starts roughly at 8 in the morning and runs to 10 at night. So it enhances the ability for our inmates to speak to their loved ones and vice versa.
Fosnaugh also says that the technology makes for a safer facility, since inmates don't have to be moved for their visits, and he doesn't see it going away anytime soon.
But this is the future. This is technology. Sheriff Mike Boudreau is huge on technology and being front runners, and that's what we're doing here at the Tulare County Sheriff's Office.
The county is planning on building two new jail facilities. Both will only provide space for video visitation. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui in Visalia.